Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Life Everlasting, was written by Karen Pimpo. Don't be afraid of death, Winnie, said Angus Tuck. Be afraid of the unlived life. That quote from the book-turned-film Tuck Everlasting is made more interesting by the fact that it comes from a character who can't die. In the story, the Tuck family has become immortal. Young Jesse Tuck, who falls in love with Winnie, begs her to seek immortality too so they can be together forever. But wise Angus understands that simply enduring forever doesn't bring fulfillment. Our culture tells us that if we could be healthy, young, and energetic forever, we would be truly happy. But that's not where our fulfillment is found. Before he went to the cross, Jesus prayed for his disciples and for future believers. In John chapter 17, he said, Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Our fulfillment in life comes from a relationship with God through faith in Jesus. He's our hope for the future and joy for this present day. Jesus prayed that his disciples would take on the patterns of new life, that they would obey God, believe that Jesus was sent by God the Father, and be united as one. As believers in Christ, we look forward to a future eternal life with him. But during these days we live on earth, we can live the rich and satisfying life that he promised, right here, right now. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 17, verses 3 through 12. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. Let's pray. Jesus, help us take hold of the abundant life that you've given to us, right here, right now. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.